بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيداش عارف عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد افتر صاحب نور الله مرقده تايتل از میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا،
میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا 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 اے خدا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوں، تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس قمر کیا ہوا، میری دنیا کا شمس قمر کیا ہوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، بحر طوفان غم ہے محالف ہوا، بحر طوفان غم ہے محالف ہوا، میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا، میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، حقیقت کیا ہے آسران تیرے دل یا رحمت کیا ہے آسران ورنہ اخوت آمال سے بینوا ورنہ اخوت آمال سے بینوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ کی رے سوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ کی رے سوا اے خدا 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 اے خدا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful bayan presented in poetic form by our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت is teaching us that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life and if a person makes this effort to fulfill his object and purpose of life then a person will reach such a high stage that he will be connected to the creator and the giver of life and that is why Allah ta'ala gave us life not to become unmindful of the one who gave us life, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person has to strive to attain this high position and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that Allah has made all the nizam. Allah sent the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. You just be with my true righteous pious servants. Those people who have realized their object and purpose of life and they have built a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will also start moving in this direction. So beautifully Hazrat has titled this poem, Mera koi nahi ah tera tere siwa. That is, a person all the time takes this deep sigh and whether it's middle of the night, whether it's in his du'as, etc., in his zikr, that, oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? And our Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that is why we are commanded to make zikr of the kalima, La ilaha illallah. If Allah Ta'ala has commanded His most beloved, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكُ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا رَبُّ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذُوا وَكِيلًا Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has had and got such connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, yet Allah Ta'ala is commanding Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that make zikr of your Rabb, that is Isme Zat, Allah, and then Isbat, Nafi Isbat, the zikr of La ilaha illallah. In other words, this bond and this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no end to this ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala. The more a person makes the zikr of Allah, the more he enjoys being in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And our Dada Shaykh, our Hazrat has taught us that when a person starts reading the kalima, like from our nursery days, then we just know the meaning, just that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But when a person treads this ocean of the love of Allah, with the guidance of the mashayikh, the friends of Allah who know the current of the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a pious servant says it so beautifully, on behalf of all the mashayikh, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That in this ocean of the love of Allah, you won't able to go yourself. We are but treading this path. We have been taught and we have been taken by our elders, our mashayikh. So you also join us and you will also reach the other side of the ocean. So it's like two people standing on the shores,
but they look the same, but there is a vast difference. The one is still at the ocean, at the shore, and thinking that I have to swim across this ocean or across this river. I don't know how it is. The other person, he has already went across and he came back. So he is now know the whole current, etc. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see, we stand in the same surf, etc. We eat together, but there is a vast difference between them and us. Their two rakats of salah is where? Their thoughts are where with Allah Rabbul Izzat? Because they have swam through this ocean of the love of Allah. And then Hazrat says, now when you say, La ilaha illallah, it's no more, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. You're saying, Ya Allah, aapke siwa koi aur hai nahi mere liye. Oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? And if a wife tells the husband, who is there for me besides you? If he's got a heart, he will melt. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of hearts, who is so merciful, when we talk to Allah like this, Allah Ta'ala's total attention comes to this person. So Hazrat says here so beautifully, Mera koi nahi ah tere siwa. The deep sigh comes out, O Allah, who is there for me besides you? Whatever conditions are happening in the world, all the turmoil, people are talking of everything else that is causing effect, but we know it is only you. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ It is only Allah. There is nobody for me besides you, O Allah. All praises belongs only to you. All sovereignty, control of everything is only in your hands. So who should I turn to you to besides you, O Allah? And when a person has built this connection, now his object and focus of life is only towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then a person immediately feels that zindagi meri hai tera zikro liqa, or meri maut tujhse hu main juda. Now his life and death is something else. His loving is, oh Allah, my life is, I realize, I enjoy my life when I'm in your zikr and I'm in your company. In other words, not just zikr with the tasbih in the hand and unmindful, but that zikr that is connected into Allah. That meeting with Allah Rabbul Izzat, before he enters the masjid already, as our Hazrat teaches us, the masjid is the house of Allah. So before you come, you already have got that eagerness, I'm going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person feels the company and the presence, the liqa, the meeting with Allah Rabbul Izzat. That person, he is in a different world. We can't understand these great personalities, what is their position. So Hazrat says, that is my real life. And the moment I become just a slightly unmindful of you, Shaitan makes me unmindful. Obviously, we are not angels, we are not malaika, even the friends of Allah, but their unmindfulness is not like us, yet we become unmindful of Allah as far as disobedience is concerned. They, for a moment, if just any thought that is slightly distracting them from Allah Rabbul Izzat, they say, it's like I'm dying. What is my life now that I'm separated from you? And that is why when they make their zikr, then the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, Apne kurb ka maza chakale, Eh mere Rabb, aur phir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. That, oh Allah, give me a taste of your close proximity. And then never ever deprive me in such a way that I become distant from you. And how will I become distant? Hazrat is teaching us here in the next couplet. Tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua, meri dunya ka shams o kamar kya hua. Said, oh Allah, that this, without you, how come things have just become dark for me? Now life seems to be difficult, now stress is coming in life, and now all these things. Why? Because it is only Allah who yukhrijukum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah is that great being. When you connect yourself to Allah, one Allah, Allah will take us out from all the dark paths which Shaitan is taking us towards. And Shaitan is showing us all these dark roads. A person, when you become unmindful of Allah, it seems like the sun and the moon has become dark also. So you're saying, Ya Allah, what has happened to the sun and the moon of my life? I can't see the road now. I can't see. Then that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي فَعَرَضَ عَنْهَا. Who can be a greater oppressor than that person who is reminded about Allah, the commands of Allah, but still he turns a deaf ear, a blind eye towards it. He doesn't take heed. Then only he knows what turmoil he is going into his life. And he is blaming everybody else. But as our Hazrat teaches us, that our only main problem is our own sins. Whatever problem has come in my life, any type of worry, problem, arguments with the wife, whoever, it is because of my sins. And the way out, Hazrat has taught us here so beautifully. Behre tufaan gham hai mukhalif hawa, meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. That, O Allah, in this ocean of storm and disasters, which we would, and this worry of this, the storm that is more moving in the opposite direction. Everybody is saying that this will cause you problem. This virus will kill you and this will happen to you. And everybody is turning our attention away. The storm of this ocean that is pulling us away from you, O Allah. When I am in the storm also of this ocean, that I know my ship is only being piloted by you. You are guiding my ship. And when a person realizes this and the tawheed, this yaqeen comes in the heart, then a person will never say that now that brother got sick, now because of him this brother got sick. He died, this brother is going to die. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah has written before we came in the world how long we are going to stay in the world. Not one second we will go before, not one second after. And if we know Allah is piloting my life, Allah is the pilot of my ship, of my life, then a person doesn't get scared with all this artificial theories and all their own propaganda. A person will realize that Allah is in control of Allah, of everything. Then a person doesn't get overtaken and fall into depression, etc. So a person should realize, for this Hazrat teaches us, very important that a person continuously make istighfar and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and then a person makes the wird of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. And then a Hazrat teaches, when a person does this, how Allah Ta'ala will pull you out of the darkness and pull you towards Allah, that you yourself will be shocked. That teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua, har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Now Allah, it seems like your beautiful, bright sun of your rahmat has enlightened my life. Just now I was in storms and I was feeling life is distressful, I don't want to love anymore. But when a person starts making istighfar, tawbah, a person reads the wird and the zikr of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, nobody can turn us away, and nobody can from sin, and nobody can help us to come close to Allah, only by Allah Rabbul Izzat's own assistance and help. When a person does this, you see Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, and that nur of Allah Ta'ala will come in the heart of a person, and now you realize that, O Allah, I was just now as if I'm in punishment all the time. My life was so straitened, so difficult. Now it's like a burden just fell off my shoulders. And now I'm feeling so comfortable, I'm so feeling so at ease. So this is when a person, we come in the company of the friends of Allah, and we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly with this object and purpose, that how this yaqeen, this tawheed, this oneness of Allah, for what Allah created me, how this can penetrate my heart. Then whatever conditions come in the world, a person will never be overtaken. A person won't fall prey to all the propaganda, etc., which is the work of shaitan, just to make people scared and to try and put off the light of Allah. يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّرْفِيُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. They want to put off the light of Allah, they can't. They can only do it with their propaganda machines, all this, so we have to stay away from that. If we stay away from that, Allah will complete His light in our hearts. And then see, a person's enjoyment of life is something else. And then a person will realize, even when I reach this condition, that I feel Allah is taking care of all my affairs, still a person will never think that I am a very close friend of Allah. A person will be worried, Tera darya-e-rahmat ka hai asra, warna akhtar-e-amal se be-nawa. Oh Allah, we only got hope in your ocean of rahmat, or your ocean of mercy. Only that can we have hope in that. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, that is iman. Al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. That iman is, on the one hand, you fear that, oh Allah, I got, Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, what a friend of Allah. But he says, oh Allah, I've got no amal. Even my actions also are not worth being presented in your court. So on the one hand, I'm fearful that all my actions can never be accepted in your court. But you are that great, kind being that have announced, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Even that servant who has gone far away from Allah, forgot about Allah, Allah is addressing even such servants like myself, that you became a, you lost hope, never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Losing hope is like going into kufr. So Allah says, come out, stay very far away. You come into the hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, we should have the fear that I don't fall in the disobedience of Allah. On the other hand, never ever think that it is my amal, my good deeds, my piety that is taking me close to Allah. It is only solely the favor and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us this reality, this complete and perfect yaqeen, and tawheed and the love of Allah penetrate our hearts through the barakat of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, the solutions to the problems facing the Ummah, we are doing the sixth chapter, supplicating to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few hadith were recited before this. Hadith number 5, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should continuously engage in dua and firmly believe that Allah Ta'ala is accepting your dua. Allah Ta'ala does not accept the dua of one whose heart is careless. Note, dua must be made with earnestness and concentration of mind and body, while at the same time believing that dua is definitely being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Non-attainment of the object of the dua should not be misconstrued as non-acceptance. If you don't attain it, it doesn't mean it's not accepted. The dua is most certainly accepted. But obtainment of the object sought after is subject to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as has been earlier explained. Last week we had done that if sometimes a person doesn't get it, it doesn't mean he is deprived of it. But the main thing in dua is that Allah ta'ala's special attention is directed to a servant. You get a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making dua. So even if outwardly you get nothing, it seems. But the greatest treasure you are getting is the special attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should always make dua. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any Muslim who makes a dua and his dua does not contain a request for anything sinful or anything regarding the severance of family ties, breaking of family ties, Allah ta'ala grants him one of three things most assuredly. Namely, number one, whatever he has asked is granted immediately. Number two, what he has asked is saved for him as a treasure in the akhirat, in the year after. Or number three, Allah ta'ala wards off some calamity from him in lieu of the object asked for. So whatever you make dua for, Allah ta'ala will either grant it to you immediately, or whatever you ask for, you will get that. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove some calamity which was supposed to have come upon a person. Or number three, it will be saved for a person as a treasure in the akhirat. And in one hadith it comes, in Targheeb, that when a person will come on the day of Qiyamah and see the amount of reward for the du'as which he made, Allah Ta'ala will say, oh my banda, you asked for this, I gave you this in the dunya. You asked for this, I gave you this. You asked for this, I gave you this. But certain things I didn't give to you, so here it is today. So when a person will see those rewards, he will say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish you gave me nothing in this world. Because every du'a which you never outwardly give me in this world, I can see the great rewards of it here. So Allah give us tawfiq to make du'a in abundance. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu then said, when they heard the great virtues, that they will resort to dua in abundance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that by Allah ta'ala everything is in abundance. Thus no dua is returned empty. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone should petition his creator for all his needs. We should ask Allah ta'ala for all our needs. In the narration of Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu, he said, everyone should ask his creator for all his needs,
be it even salt, or be it a shoelace when it breaks. One should not consider it improper to make dua for insignificant items, because by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even such things which are significant, great and valuable by us, are insignificant in His gaze. It is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a person, a poor person is asking for 100 rand, and a rich person is asking for 1 million rand. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both are equal. If Allah wants to give a person 5 million rand or 2 million rand or 50 rand or 100 rand, it's equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we may regard it as great, but in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is insignificant. Allah owns the whole universe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants as He wishes and He wills. So a person should always ask Allah ta'ala for the highest of things. As Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Afzal Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he said, when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Him. Allah's closeness, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't only ask for dunya, worldly things. So ask for the love of Allah ta'ala. And Hazrat used to say that it mustn't happen on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah ta'ala tells a person, I will give you whatever you wanted. But you never ask for the highest of things, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is deprived of that day. And Allah is giving out now. Whatever you ask for, I'm giving it to you. And we never ask for those things. So Hazrat said, ask Allah ta'ala for the highest of things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when you ask for Jannat also, ask for the highest levels of Jannat, even though we're not worthy of it. But we should look at Allah Ta'ala's greatness and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال تعالى ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a little reminder for ourselves, we must not miss out on our لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. On a daily basis, the minimum 7 times, and if we can read it 70 times, all the better. And how much more we can read it, great, great benefits. And the last time, or even if we read it every time, otherwise the last time, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, that Allah Ta'ala is Ali, the highest, azim, the greatest. And La malja wa la manja min Allahi illa ilayh. Like here, if we speak of a certain doctor, certain lawyer, we have a case, we say he is the biggest, he is the greatest, he is the highest in this field. The highest is Allah, and we're handing our matters over to Allah, and nobody can ever come anywhere, the whole creation together. All the Anbiya alayhimu salam, the Malaika, all together, nobody can come anywhere, and Allah is that crying, kind being, who has told us that وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my bandas ask about me, where am I? Then tell them I'm close to them. Then Allah says وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein, your life also, your own life. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so close to us. And as the poet said very beautifully, Allah being so close, and what we had to do whole life was just to reach Allah. Allah made Himself so close to us, more closer than our life. But if our lives are finished and we haven't reached Allah, we haven't made contact with Allah, then really it will be very, very sad that Allah Himself has made Himself, put Himself so close to us, and all we had to do whole life was just to reach Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala makes it that we reach, we find Allah Ta'ala. And then we won't really need any bayan of ikhlas. Automatically everything will be done for Allah Ta'ala. We won't need a bayan on concentration in namaz. Automatically we will be concentrating even when we are eating. One sahabi sat with his wife, being close to his wife, suddenly he starts crying very profusely. The wife starts crying also. She also cries very profusely. So he asked her, why are you crying? She said, because you are crying. He said, I'm crying because I'm thinking of Pul Sirat. So even in that condition, the closeness with Allah, the istihzar of reality, the real reality, the real life. How much do we really think of our life of Qabr? Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is famous. He should cry so much at the Qabr that his beard should become wet. Do we even think of the Qabr's life? That how will our mort come? Today we are saying the virus is here, people are dying, but is it reminding us of mort? Now, how many of us, little bit, regulations are eased, little bit, we are already starting with our bride, with our functions again. So even after all this, we haven't turned to Allah. We haven't, whereas Allah has put himself so close, just when we were born, Adhan was given in our ear. Da'wah towards Allah Ta'ala. The Iqamah was given in our other ear. We all know that for Janazah Namaz, there is no Adhan in Takbir. Other Namazes, 15 minutes before Adhan is given, sometimes 20 minutes, some places half an hour. But for our Janazah Namaz, there is Adhan in Takbir. But it was given when we were born already. And we know that after Adhan, just preparation for namaz, we are given a little chance. And after iqama, namaz starts immediately. After iqama, there is no delay. So our iqama has been given already, yet we are all so much involved in other things. We should be ready. So this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, the reality of akhirat has to come into our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this, that we reach Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. So Allah is so close to us, we just have to reach Allah Ta'ala. And everything Allah has made, if this comes into our lives, we realize, recognize Allah Ta'ala, then everything else will just fall in place. And all this great confusion, that there is so much of difference of opinion, this problem, it just evaporates, there is nothing. Once we have made our maqsad and all our worries of this dunya, Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes his worry one worry, the worry of akhirat, Allah will take care of all his worries of this dunya. He doesn't have to worry that what's going to happen, conditions are bad now, what's happening here, people are dying, so many people are dying, etc. What will happen if I die, my children? Allah will take care. And Allah Ta'ala will give that itminan also in the heart. And a person will do what he has to do. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to reach Allah, to find Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Allah is Ali, Al-Ali, Al-Azim. And لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. And there is no place of refuge, there is no place of hiding, running away, but to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us realize that also, that not only in the present conditions, but whatever conditions come on a person, that we should run to Allah Ta'ala. It is famous about Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the wind would blow a little stronger and he would go to the masjid. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there isn't food in the house. They didn't go to the marketplace to go and look. They went to the masjid, made two rakats of Salatul Hajjah, asked Allah, came back and asked, is there food? No, there isn't. Back to the masjid again. So all they need, anything to the masjid. Narrated one Sahabi is in the masjid, he's making dua, and he's making dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta al-ahadu as-samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam hears this, tells the other Sahaba with him, tell him to ask whatever he wants to now, his duas are accepted. So they were in the masjid, they were making dua all the time. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is making dua, and he says at the end of the dua, and this is very easy, Allah give us all tawfiq, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Allah to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all his duas are accepted. And we should be learning all the time. We have one student here from one of the African countries. whenever he makes dua in the morning, when we make zikr, at the end always he was saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. I thought it's a practice by them until I came across this hadith. Then I realized it's a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by that our duas are readily accepted. From all this we also learn that their connection was with the masjid all the time. All the time to the masjid. Allah make it our connection also comes to them. They realize that the solution to our problems are in the masjid. Today, very sad, we have been indoctrinated, and by our own people, our learned people, that the masjids are the place of the virus, the masjids are the place of the problem, masjids are the place of the solution. Which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that if when we start taking the poison as medicine, poison is going to kill you, but you think that is my cure, you're going to die then. And if we take medicine as poison, what's going to give you cure? You don't want to take it. No, this is poison. The complete opposite. Today we have been brainwashed in this way. And not only by other people, but by our own people also. And not only our people have refuted all this, but the other people also have refuted all these things. All of us today are all computer literate, we are going on the internet for many things. When see all these things, the fierce debates that are taking place about all these protocols. And not from our side, not from Quran, Hadith side, from their own side, from medical side, the politician side, all these things, from the economists. The economies of the country are finished, destroyed. All this. So what is this all? What is behind it all? So Allah Ta'ala make it, we all think very carefully. We do a small deal. We buy a washing machine. We buy even something smaller. That are these people reliable? We get somebody to do, just change the washer of the tap. But we also check the person, is he reliable or not? Yeah, hook, line and sinker. What has been dished to us, we're just taking it. And that is unfortunately, they worked on this plan of first putting fear into us. When a person has got panic, fear. Today we all fear, I mustn't get the virus. My family mustn't get it. We're just staying indoors all the time. And we're putting two masks people are, plus the shield also. So much we are protecting ourselves. And the other, we are frightened for the law. The police mustn't come. I mustn't get arrested. Criminal charge laid against me. I'll be jailed for this. All that worry we have got. But at the same time, don't we see the protection of Allah also which is there? And we whole life we were taught the protection of all the du'as we were taught. How come just suddenly, so quickly we just flipped? And we forgot all that protection. And that at the moment also, we are staying in the country, we are a minority, but aren't we staying in the land of Allah? Aren't we staying under the roof of Allah Ta'ala? Who's giving us our rosy? Who's making our rosy? Nobody else, no government can make out. Who gave us our eyes? Who gave us our brains, our heart? Whatever we have got is from Allah. Haven't we got any loyalties to Allah Ta'ala? All the loyalties only to man-made laws. And no loyalty to Allah Ta'ala. Allah who is in full control of us. All the time. And Allah knows. And if Allah has to put us in jail, if Allah has to put us into isolation, in the qabr we will be going into isolation. And for a long, long time. No 10 days or 14 days, but we will be in isolation, for our amal will be with us. And it is how we are living here. So anyway, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize that we can't run away from Allah, we have to run to Allah. We cannot find refuge anywhere, not in our homes, that we just staying confined in our homes, and in this way we're going to save ourselves. When Allah wants to, and enough cases, everyone knows, people who are in complete isolation, not going to the masjid for namaz, they got the virus, they've passed away, they are gone away to Allah Ta'ala. So it is all in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And from the masjid, Allah in His beautiful system, our deen, whatever, this ayat Allah give us, Jews understood it. They told Sayyidina Umar, if this ayat was revealed for us, we should have made that day a day of Eid. اليوم أكملت لكم. What a نعمت. I say Allah says I completed your deen for you. Deen, your complete way of life, not your religion. That I've completed your religion, that I'm a Muslim, I've got Islam, it's my religion. And when it, according to the year, which are our big days, our for Juma, our times of namaz, we go to the masjid, we go there, we go for Juma, we go for Hajj, we go for Umrah, Ramzan, we keep Roza. A Jew has got his ways of doing things. On a Saturday, he'll go to the synagogue, he'll do his things according to his way. He will go to the Qabristan. Till today, the Jews go on a Saturday. For Muslims, we are supposed to go on a Juma, but many of us are negligent. Allah give us all tawfiq that we go to, on a Juma to the Qabristan. They will do their things. They've got all their things in their region. A Christian has got it his way, his Christmas, his New Year, or whatever, whose Passover, the Easter weekend, they celebrate. Hindus have got theirs. On their days they do. So we're just different in that. No. Islam is not only in with regard to our deen. It is a way of life. And all of us, like the Jews, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, we do our things. But business, we do it according to that one trend. When it comes to sports, Allah protect us. Really, it's not in our lives. It shouldn't be. But now we all together on the sports ground. Whether we are, I'm a Muslim sportsman, I'm a Hindu sportsman, a cricket player, or whatever else, I'm a Christian, whatever else it might be, there we are all together. So social gatherings, we do it the same, all. We have our functions the same. Only in religion we are different. No, this deen is your way of life. A Muslim, when he's in business, he's a Muslim businessman. First and foremost, we are living in our countries all around the world. We are first and foremost living in the land of Allah. Before that land of that country, and before the laws of the country, the laws of Allah. And when we die, we're not going to go to the government. We're not going to the authorities. We are going to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, our first loyalties are with Allah Ta'ala. So, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي. And my special favor, not favors I've done upon you, Allah says. I've given you eyes, I've given you your families, I've given you your house. How many favors of Allah? But my favor, which is my special favor I'm giving you. You gave your sons everything, and you tell one son, but for you, my special favor. You gave your daughters everything, but you, my daughter, I'm giving you very special. For this ummah, Allah says, my very special favor. And what is that? وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Islam, that way of Allah's commandments in the Quran Sharif, the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that way of life, that is, I've given to you as your way of life. Everything, whether Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is eating with the non-Muslims, but one morsel of food falls on, he eats as a Muslim. And he takes and cleans it, and when he's told also, these people, that we have to follow their etiquette. No, at that time also, we got our etiquette. In everything, a person gets married, and we don't go and buy books from the bookshops, and see what they teach us, how we should, how our relationship with our wife, what our sexual life should be. No, we have to see the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In each toilet, our toilets today also are almost 100% like the toilets of the kuffar. If they've got some ornaments in the toilets, we also got. And in the bathroom, if they've got a mat on the tiles, we also have to have. Whether then we're slipping on that mat, whether we're going to break our necks, but because they got it, we also have it. If they have got all other things in their toilet, we also have. But what is our way? What should be my bedroom? What should be my bathroom? Everything, we have to see the sunnah. That is that way of life. Of these great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, this whole complete deen, one very special, very great ni'mat was that of Adhan, Allah Ta'ala. Adhan is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And the Adhan emanates from the masjid, and the azans are given from the masjid generally. And when the azan is given, it comes clearly in the hadith, then shaitan runs from there. And this is the thing all of us know, the dogs start barking, howling at the time of azan, because they see Allah has given them, we can't see, we're not seeing it, but they see shaitan is running. And it also comes in the hadith, when he's running, he's passing wind also. And various reasons are given. One reason is also, which our ulama say, that that fear so much, he can't take the sound of azan, that he starts letting wind out also. So shaitan is going away from the, by the sound of the azan, shaitan is going away. When the azan, the muazzin calls out, till wherever his sound reaches, all those things make dua for him. And for what? Like the student when he goes and study, as he goes to study, and Allah reward our ulama and give them jaza khair, they explain, not only when he's coming from his home to study, but even in the, for every sabak he's going to study. And Allah reward our ulama, they explain, any one of us, we go to the masjid that I'll meet so and so maulana, I'm going to ask him this masala. You're also a student of deen. And all that rewards which the students are getting, you're also getting. The fish are making dua for you. The birds are making dua for you. All Allah's creation is making dua, because you're also going to ask, you picking up your phone to ask a masala, you're also a student of deen. But the proper, the actual way, that when you go personally and you go to an alim and you go and ask him, you go and ask a fatwa, you go and ask a masala, all I, whenever we go, all the creation of Allah is making. Why? Because of the great benefit of the knowledge of deen, which they also benefit. So they are saying, they are making dua for us. We do a favor for somebody, it is just right we say Jazakumullah khaira, because you did a favor. So they also, the great favor that is being done by those students who are going to learn. And this also comes in the hadith, that whenever Allah sends some calamity on the earth, and he hears from a locality the children who are reading, like now we are hearing the students, the sound is coming, little children, even alif ba ta sa, or they are still first year students and they are reading the kalimas at the top of their voices, shouting and reading, when this sounds come, Allah Ta'ala pulls his azab away. So these are the places where Allah's rahmat comes down. These are the amal that draw Allah's rahmat. Today we are seeing the opposite. Today Quran Sharifs are taken away from our masjid, that we're going to get covered from the Quran Sharif. And you read Quran from your phone, no covered. And all other things that they are, no, only from the Quran. Na'uzubillah. Quran Sharif, our masajid, so the shaitan also runs away. And as far as the sound of the muazzin goes, all those things make dua for the muazzin. Because with all that, Allah's rahmat is flowing all the time. So the azan are a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. When a child is born, and if the azan is given in the right ear, as he was born, the first thing. Today also we have to think, our girls usually go to maternity homes, and their music is playing. And they, how they have again fooled us, that to calm the nerves, because they're going through a lot of trauma, stress, giving birth, very hard. So you need the music to cool them down. When the aeroplane takes off, also music is playing. Because now, to cool down the nerves of the people, soft music has to play. Now, at that time, we should be engaging in our du'as. Quran Sharif Tilawat, Zikrullah. That is what is going to sort our problems out. So that for the child for whom azan was given, iqama was given, and whole life passes, and even if he was disobedient, mort will come on iman. That child, this azan is such a great thing, that he was given da'wat-e-tamma when he was born. And Allah give our all mothers, young mothers, all our mothers, when we are washing the faces of the child when they're still small, to read لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له till the end. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Without any doubt, a child who has been blessed with such a mother, or at any time, it will have a great effect on the child. In his life in future, this will have a great, great effect when kalima is read. These words, like the azan words, how they have an effect on everything. The Quran Sharif tilawat, when it is made, those words, and therefore our khutbas, even if we are in China or Russia, America, or in any African country, India, Asian country, but the khutbah will be in Arabic, adhan will be in Arabic, the kalima will be in Arabic, namaz will be in Arabic. This words in Arabic which have come to us, this words have got great effect. Just round about the beginning of the lockdown, I don't remember so clearly, but in America, they had researched and found that where the sound, and they encouraged the Muslims to give the adhan. Where the sound of the adhan is going, they are getting saved of so many problems and calamities. In Canada, the government asked the Muslims to, and many other countries, they asked the Muslims to give the adhan. And when we did not, what is important for us, we don't respect the adhan. Adhan is carrying on. Forget ordinary people, the housewives, forget them, but learned people, not we are engaged in some deeni work or some bayan or some dars or something, we are talking, just ordinary dunya talks, and we are laughing and no attention to the, like the, nothing has happened. Adhan is being given and like nothing is happening. This is a common thing across the board. This is a very serious thing. Therefore, these attacks which are coming on the adhan, and these calls are which are coming, this is not from their side. We blame them. This person here, he must relocate, he must go and live somewhere else. In which world is he living? No, it isn't. Allah makes it. Allah chooses. And Allah Ta'ala, when we turn away from him, then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala make us the most stupid also. Like the Bani Israel, they were worshipping Fir'aun. Which was totally wrong. He was a human being. But when Musa alayhi salam made so much effort to take them out of that, and if we read Allahu Akbar, the Bani Israel was so obstinate, so they transgressed so much, how much effort. But just when he went and get the Torah from Allah, they turned and they started worshipping, and they worshipped an animal. And of the animal, they worshipped an ox. And an ox is known as a stupid animal. So even if they worship Fir'aun, he was a human. He had some power, little which Allah gave in this world. Allah gave us also. We can see, we can move our hands, legs. We can hit somebody, we can defend ourselves. Allah gave, it's all under the control of, but a stupid ox, what can a they went there. We also, when we left what Allah had prescribed, and his Rasul, we went into the most stupid things. One friend of ours, he checked on the, it comes in the hadith, that in our namaz, don't wear mask like the fire worshippers. So he checked it on the, googled it, and he saw the fire worshippers just like how we are when we wearing our mask. Today, how they made us from where we were and where they have led us to. And the common sense, when we are breathing in and out, oxygen is going in, Allah has made it. We are all sitting here, oxygen is enough here. And the carbon dioxide, toxic gas, harmful gas, it has to go out. All the blood that is flowing in the body, all the body's toxins are coming out with this gas. And Allah made it, it just goes away. Now with the mask, you are blocking it. And then you're going to breathe it in also. And to one doctor, non-Muslim doctor, he says, what do these people want to kill all people? By blocking the gas, the toxic gas, and then breathing it in. So anyway, all these things Allah make us understand and follow our deen. So this adhan is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever there are problems, a lot of jinn jadu, where it is actually, a lot of things, there isn't jinn jadu. the reality of it is there, but many of us have got no jinn jadu. A person is not faithful in his married life, he's doing all other wrong things. Now problems, he say people are making jadu. Person not paying attention to his business, not doing his business properly, now business has to suffer. But now easy way, blame it on jadu. So that all day is too much. Perhaps 99% is all this. But jadu is, and one of the solutions for this jinn jadu, give adhan. And see, shaitan runs away. All these things come from shaitan. Shaitan runs away. When adhan is given, shaitan runs away. So one time, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah was having a debate with one person. He was some Salafi or some person with some wrong beliefs. So when they were debating, when adhan started, so he said, "Assalamu alaikum, I'm going." So Mufti Sahib asked him that when adhan goes, who goes away from the masjid? Who runs from the masjid? Shaitan runs. Till adhan time you have to go to the masjid. How many of us, we respect the adhan? How many of us reply to the adhan? Now adhan will be going just now. Think and see how many of us reply to the adhan. How many of us respond to the adhan? We were not coming to the masjid. And Allah's system works. When you don't appreciate my ni'mat, then I take that ni'mat away from you. The restrictions that came on our masjid, now the numbers are restricted. The way we are supposed to make our namaz, we are restricted and told, all because we don't appreciate. We not coming. And even now, let us think, when we stand for namaz now, and before all this happened, and all these conditions came, were we really standing shoulder to shoulder? Many of us are happy in our masjid, we stand shoulder to shoulder. But are we standing shoulder to shoulder? See, when we stand for namaz, the shoulder of the next person, it must touch one another. We must touch one another. There is a gap of half a centimeter. There is a gap of a centimeter. We are distancing ourselves. We distance that. Allah made us distance now 1 meter apart. 1.5 meter apart. Even now, stand together. Allah give us tawfiq. We see that when we are making namaz, we are standing, our shoulders, the sides must be touching one another. This is very, very important. It is part of and it has an effect on our whole deen, and every aspect. Another thing is, our self, still we are all clamoring for unity. But the unity is in the masjid if our stuffs are straight. Just check a little bit and we'll see that we are standing, many of the masjids, our musallas are such that the line, they got 3-4 lines. Now which line must you be standing on? The mutawalli, the imam, it's his duty to tell which line we must stand so we can have a straight line. And then we should be standing on that line. If we are standing 1 centimeter behind, and we are, so many of us, the whole hill is behind sometimes, or the whole hill is in front. So, and especially also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should walk in the steps and make sure they are straight. So Allah make it, we appreciate all these ni'mats of Allah, we come back to the masajid, we come back to our deen, and the azan, we respect it, we reply to it, and we respond to it. May Allah give us tawfiq. Now adhan is going, let us all, and so great virtues for adhan in the replying of it. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.